Raise your hand if you want your nails to look perfect all the time. Me too. I'm Sarah Gibson Tuttle from Olive & June, and this is exactly why we created the Manny system. We wanted to make it possible for everyone everywhere to give themselves a beautiful manicure at home. With our tools and our long-lasting polish, each manicure with our Manny system comes out to just $2. That's right, $2. No more $30, $40, $50 manis that you get at a salon and they take hours. Now you can paint your nails on your time and love them more than ever. And by the way, when people ask, who did your nails? Where did you get them done? You're going to proudly say, I did them myself. Get 20% off your first Manny system with code DIYNAIL20 at oliveandjune.com/DIYNAIL20. That's code DIYNAIL20 for 20% off at oliveandjune.com/DIYNAIL20.
New year, same extra value meals at McDonald's. So now get two snack wraps plus fries and a medium soft drink for just $8.
For limited time only, prices and participation may vary. Prices may be higher in Hawaii, Alaska, and California, and for delivery.
The Free Beer and Hot Wings Show free clip of the day.
The markup on movie theater popcorn can be over 1,200%. It costs the theater an average of 40 cents to pop a medium-sized bag. The theater charges an average of $5 for that bag.
Can I tell y'all something Ross does? And maybe this is like a parent hack that we've just gone to like a couple movies together and he's done it twice now. Mm-hmm. He'll get that refillable popcorn and then he just straight up asks, can I get a couple snack trays? And that way when we're sitting at the movie theater, he dumps the popcorn into the snack trays. I never did that.
Oh man, that's like, can't believe he thought of that.
So y'all do that with your kids. Okay, I told you I knew I might feel a little stupid for saying this.
Oh my gosh.
But I never had kids to share popcorn with, ever.
I gotta tell you, when I take our brood to a movie, I have to go refill the tub of popcorn before the movie starts.
Because
once I distribute
playing.
Into the six little canisters, plus mine, well, this is empty. So I go back out and they look at me like, really? Already? I just saw you out here. I just handed this to you.
I mean, to make you feel any better, we have to do that, and there's only three of us.
Yeah, there's only four of us, same. You guys have eight on your team.
And my kids like popcorn, but I chow popcorn. Like,
oh, yeah.
I love popcorn.
You throw some M&Ms in it? Do you ever do that? Like the peanut M&Ms with your popcorn?
I don't think I've ever mixed it, but I've exchanged hands with them. Before,
Kelly thinks she's the Thomas Edison of popcorn.
No, I don't.
Hey, do you ever find a way to distribute your popcorn?
Have you ever put butter on it?
Your popcorn?
No,
hey, guys,
my
fiance Ross is the smartest guy ever.
Guys.
He found a machine at the theater where you can put extra butter on there.
Guys.
Oh, my God. One time I put salt on it.
Ooh, guys, get this.
Cheese corn.
Get this. Listen to what I invented. One time I went to a movie. Okay.
Yeah. What did you do?
Before I got to the movie theater, I stopped and got a candy bar and I put it in my pocket and then I walked into the movie theater with it. I know.
See, when I was leaving the theater, I shouted, "You've been boondoggled," and ran to my Honda.
I saved money.
Man, I said at the beginning of this, I didn't know if y'all did this because you have kids, but maybe I should have known that you did this because apparently everybody did it except me.
Wow. Yeah, because my kids are older than his kids.
I know what I'm saying, but I never did that.
I gotta get my dad on the blower and see if he ever thought of dividing popcorn when he saw the Mighty Take Manhattan.
If you get really lucky and you get the tub of popcorn, it'll have the plastic lid on it.
I know,
and you flip that. It's a ready-made bowl.
Oh, I didn't know that's what that was for. I would always just put my gloves in there.
Yeah.
See,
I use it as a UFO or a Frisbee.
I really didn't experience movies like this, and I was so excited to share this with you guys.
I thought it was if you taken had
all
to go potty during the
me.
Movie, it was like a bedpan.
Yes. I've always peed in the trash can. What are you talking about, Freebeer?
You can leave the theater and come back.
My fiance Ross is the smartest.
I just thought
he's a lawyer.
I thought for sure when he did that, they were going to look at him and be like, no, you have to buy separate popcorn. I swear to God, I thought they were going to like reprimand him for it.
Better be careful, popcorn clerk. This man is a lawyer.
I bet he hides brown M&Ms in his beard before he comes in.
I regret everything.
How do you think he feels?
The same. Exactly the same.
A lot of regret.
Idiots get access to the podcast, segment 17, and watch the webcams. You can be an idiot too. Sign up at freebeerandhotwings.com.
Planet Fitness has everything you need to get stronger just around the corner, so you can give everything you've got. Whether you want to crush a few reps before class with our expanded strength equipment or sweat it out on your way home from work, with over 2,800 locations, there's a Planet Fitness close to you, and most are open 24 hours.
Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends January 30th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.
Hi, everybody. It's Andy and James here from your next favorite podcast, No Such Thing as a Fish.
That's right. We do fun facts.
Yes, we do. James, give me a fact.
Did you know that there is an extinct bandicoot whose official scientific name is Crash Bandicoot?
Lovely. I didn't know that. Did you know, James, that Upper Egypt is technically below Lower Egypt?
Incredible. Absolutely amazing. I would love to hear more about that.
Well, all you have to do is go and listen to No Such Thing as a Fish.
Where will I find it?
Oh, all over.
Okay, bye.
Bye.